Friends, we now go on to the next chapter, the Forex or Foreign Exchange Trade Management. Now, let me clear one point over here. We are not looking at the international trade management. International trade management is all about trading in goods and services. Here, it is not trading in goods and services at all. But in international trade management, the resultant trade brings in foreign currency transaction between the buyer and seller. Now, the foreign currency which they get normally via bank, money comes in from the export transaction and immediately the seller uses it. But that large quantum of currency coming and going in such kind of foreign trade transactions or other types of transaction has brought out a very different market which is trading only in foreign currency, that is Forex. Here, trading is being done only one country currency against the other currency. No goods, no physical goods, no service, nothing. It is only the currency which is being traded mutually. This is a very, very big market in international finance. And the trading is something like your share market trading. And here we will discuss the following topics. First, what is foreign currency? Next, what is the basis of currency exchange rates? As you know, there are currency exchange rates are different for each country. What is the basis for that? Then, what are the risks involved? Currency exchange risks. And next, we will see how trading is being done in foreign exchange. That is, trading in foreign Forex. And transactions also in Forex, how it is being done. We will also look at the currency exchanges. Just like the stock market, there are currency exchanges also. And then the now recently developed Vostro account system. These are the topics which we are going to cover step by step now.
As I've already explained to you, in India, the Reserve Bank of India derives its role in currency management from the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934. Government, on the advice of Reserve Bank of India, decides on various denominations of banknotes to be issued. And FEMA 1994 is the regulatory mechanism that enables RBI to pass regulations and the government to pass rules relating to foreign exchange in tune with the exempt policy or the foreign trade policy. It enabled the new foreign exchange management regime, which is very much inconsistent with the emerging framework of the World Trade Organization. World Trade Organization has brought out a regime for foreign exchange management. And it also has paved the way for introduction of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002.
what is money laundering and why it needs to be curtailed, especially terror funding is very much being controlled by money laundering. As I've explained to you before also, the Indian rupee is the only legal tender in India and also accepted as legal tender in the neighboring countries like Nepal and Bhutan, and both of them have pegged their currency to that of the Indian currency. But do you know that in the past, our Indian rupee was an official currency in various other countries like Aden, Oman, Dubai, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Kenya, Tanganyika, Uganda, the Seychelles, Mauritius, and Zimbabwe. These countries did not have their own currency. They were using our Indian currency. Now, in India, the government felt that we were having some problems when we allowed the other countries to use our Indian currency, and therefore a different kind of rupee was developed, which was known as the Gulf rupee or Persian Gulf rupee. And this replaced the Indian rupee for circulation outside the country. That is, our Indian rupee was official currency in India and Persian Gulf rupee was in existence in all the other countries. Why was this required? It was required to reduce the strain in our foreign exchange reserves from gold smuggling. There was a lot of gold smuggling being done via some of these countries. And therefore, in order to control that and safeguard our own currency from such kind of smuggling. Now, I have explained to you the various currencies, starting from US dollar, etc. But let us look at the same thing from a different perspective now. US dollar is referred to greenback, home denomination for United States. Now, it is supported by economic fundamentals, including GDP and manufacturing and employment reports. It is widely influenced by the central bank and any announcement about interest rate policy. It is a benchmark that trades against other major currencies, especially the euro, Japanese yen, and British pound. Created by Federal Bank Act, the reserve system is the central banking body in the US as the Federal Open Market Committee, which supervises open market operations as well as monetary policy, as also the interest rate. Now, these are the major points which influence the currency value vis-a-vis the other currencies. As you all know, that one currency value is not equal to the other currency value. If we want to buy one US dollar, we have got to pay in Indian rupees around, I think, 75 or 78 rupees. And of course, both of these currencies are fluctuating day in and day out, up and down, up and down. And the reason for the fluctuation are these particular points which are controlled by the Federal Reserve System of America. And all countries also have got such kind of controls required for their respective currencies, which lead to the currency exchange rate system of each and every currency vis-a-vis the other currency. And that is where the trading in currency takes place. European Euro, European Central Bank are having 19 member countries, European countries in the Eurozone, and is responsibility for making monetary policy decisions. Here, instead of maximizing employment and maintaining stability of long-term interest rates, the European Central Bank worked towards a prime principle of price stability with secondary commitments to general economic policies. Why secondary principles? First, primary principles are by the respective euro countries. The economic policies primary are by the respective countries. Secondary commitments are by the European Commercial Bank. Therefore, policymakers in this bank will turn the focus to consumer inflation in making key interest rate decisions. Although the monetary body is very complex, the currency is not complex. Why complex? Because 19 countries are controlling it. Against the US dollar, the euro tends to be slower currency as compared to its other colleagues, the British pound or Australian dollar. That means exchange rate fluctuation as far as euro is concerned is slow. Next, you look at Japanese yen. Central Bank of Japan is the third largest economy and governs monetary policy as well as currency, issuance, money market operations and data economic analysis. The main monetary policy board tends to work towards economic stability, constantly exchanging views with the reigning administration while simultaneously working towards its own independence and transparency. And this results in the yen, Japanese yen, trade under the identity of a carry trade component, offering low interest rate, and this currency is pitted against higher yielding currencies like the New Zealand and Australian dollars and the British pound. As a result, the trend is very erratic. You do not have a definiteness in the movement of Japanese yen as far as the other foreign exchange are concerned. British pound. Britain is a part of Euro also, but it has got United Kingdom, UK has got its maintaining its own pound system also. Bank of India serves as a monetary equivalent of Federal Reserve System. And the Monetary Policy Committee decides on interest rates and broader monetary policy with primary considerations of total price stability in the economy. They want to maintain price stability as far as their own internal economy is concerned. It also has a benchmark of consumer price inflation to control inflation. It is a little bit more volatile than euro. Why? Because it has got a very wide range of movement throughout the day. After American dollar, it is the second most volatile currency. Swiss franc, of course, this is very stable as far as exchange rate movements are concerned. Why? Because Swiss National Bank is technically a corporation under special regulation, which is viewed as a governing body with private and public holding ownership. It is not government controlled. A little over half of the governing body is owned by the sovereign cantons of states of Switzerland. It is thus an arrangement that emphasizes the economic and financial stability possibility as
dictated by the governing body of SNB, that is Swiss National Bank, rather than the other states. Smaller than most governing bodies, the monetary policy created by three major bank heads who meet on a quarterly basis. This is somewhat similar to Euro, and it hardly makes significant moves in any of the individual sessions of interbank foreign currency transactions. Most of the people who convert to Swiss bank, it is for their investment purposes, safety of their investment. Canadian dollar, again, as I've already explained, central bank is having goals of low and stable inflation, safe and secure currency, financial stability, and efficient management of government funds and public debt. The central bank is treated as a corporation, with Ministry of Finance directly holding shares. It is responsible of the governor to promote price stability while simultaneously considering the government's concerns. Many currency prices and commodities move together. And the unique factor of Canadian dollar is that it has got a direct relationship with crude oil. Why? Because Canada has got huge quantum of oil which it sells to the other countries. Many traders and investors use this currency either as a hedge against current commodity positions or pure speculation, tracing signals from the oil market. Mind you, the foreign exchange transactions are all so speculatory in nature. Just like you have got speculation in the share market, you also have speculation in the foreign currency market. Australian New Zealand dollar, Reserve Bank of Australia, upholds the price stability, economic strength, and it offers the higher rate of interest in most of the other markets. The Bank of England, New Zealand looks to promote inflation targeting, and they hope to maintain a foundation of for prices. Both countries have the focus of carry trades, as Australia and New Zealand dollars offer highest yield of the seven major currencies available on most platforms. And therefore, volatility can be experienced over here in these pairs of currency if a deleveraging effect takes place. South African Rand, friends, the South African Reserve Bank, though the other countries of Africa are very poor, but South Africa is one of the richest. Why? Because it has got the maximum gold reserve, and they supply gold and platinum to the world market. This bank is fully owned by a private entity with more than 600 shareholders that are regulated by owning less than 1% of the total number of outstanding shares. It is known as a creditor in certain situations, a clearing bank, and major custodian of gold. Major custodian of gold. It is in charge of the achievement and maintenance of price stability, including implementation in the foreign exchange markets when the situation arises, because it has got the power of gold. And therefore, their economy becomes a world leader when it comes to export of both the metals. As average daily range of rand is very volatile. Ups and downs going on. Now let us look at the currency exchange rates. Fixed exchange rates are decided by the government, and fluctuations in the exchange rate in a floating exchange rate regime have different model conditions. So these are the two basic types of the exchange rate. One, either it is fixed and decided by a government, or second is the fluctuating or floating exchange rate. And there are different conditions for the same. One is the international parity conditions, that is relative purchasing power parity or interest rate parity. Domestic Fisher effect or international Fisher effect. These theories are based on assumptions of free flow of goods, services and capital, which seldom hold true in the real world sense. There is no way of free flow of goods and services and capital. Next, you have balance of payment model. This, of course, focuses largely on tradable goods and services, totally ignoring the increasing role of global capital flows. Next is the asset market model. It views currencies as an important asset class in itself for constructing investment portfolios. That means the currency itself is an asset for investment. None of the models developed so far has succeeded to explain exchange rates and volatility in the long time frames. We can thus understand that the above models, that many macroeconomic factors affect the exchange rates, and in the end, currency prices are a result of only these two forces, supply and demand. In a large and ever-changing mix of currency events, supply and demand factors are constantly shifting, and the price of the currency in relation to another shifts accordingly. Events between the country are shifting, and therefore the currency rates are also shifting. Supply and demand for any given currency and thus its value as a whole are not influenced by any single element, but rather is a number of elements which influence these factors. And these elements, they fall into basically three categories. One is economic factors, two, political conditions, and three is market psychology. These are three basic factors. Let's try to understand each one separately. Economic factors will include the economic policy disseminated by government agencies and central bank, and B, economic conditions, which are generally revealed through economic reports and other economic indicators like the budget, the inflation strategy, the increase and decrease in the interest rates, the policy comprise government fiscal policy and monetary policy both. Government budget deficits or surpluses, this is an important factor. Markets usually react negatively to widening government budget deficits and positively to narrower budget deficits. The impact is reflected in the value of a country's currency directly. Then there's a balance of trade levels and trends. The trade flow for goods and services between countries indicate demand for a country's currency or to conduct trade. And here, I've explained to you in a different chapter that surplus and deficits in trade of goods and services reflect the competitiveness of a nation's economy. Inflation levels and trends. A currency will lose value if there is a high level of inflation in the country, or if inflation levels are perceived to be rising. Of course, a currency may sometimes strengthen when inflation rises, because there is an expectation that the central bank will raise short-term interest rates to combat rising inflation. Then we have economic growth and health of the country. Reports such as GDP, employment levels, retail sale, capacity utilization, and similar economic movements detail the level of a country's economic growth and health. The more healthy and robust a country's economy, the better its currency will perform, and the more demand will arise for that currency. In productivity of an economy, that is, productivity within the economy. Increasing productivity level in any economy will definitely positively influence the value of the currency. And the effect is more prominent if it is in the trading sector. When we look at the political conditions, yes, any internal disturbances or any other factors which are politically motivated, like internal, regional, and international political conditions and events, they have a very profound effect on currency markets. Why? Because all exchange rates are susceptible to political instability and, of course, anticipation that the new ruling party which may come in may create different economic policies. Political upheaval and instability can have a negative impact on a national's economy as a whole. Also, a country experiencing financial difficulties, the rise of a political faction that is perceived to be fiscally responsible can have the opposite effect. And of course, events in the country, in a region, may spur positive, negative interest in a neighboring country, and in the process affect its currency, because neighboring countries transact with each other more, and the political conditions also are affected. Market psychology. Market psychology and trade perceptions influence the foreign exchange market in a number of ways. One is flight to quality. Unsettling international events can lead to a flight to quality. That is a type of capital flight whereby investors move their financial assets to another place which is perceived to be a safe haven for finances. There will be a greater demand, thus a higher price for currency that are perceived as stronger over their relatively weaker counterparts. Always there is a strong demand for currencies for which are stronger. So if the demand is high, the price will rise. Long-term trends. Currency often move in visible long-term trends, although they do not have an annual growing season like physical commodities. Farm produce, you know, they have got an annual cycle of growing. Here, this market does not have this kind. They have business cycles which make themselves felt very much by the rumor. Oh, this is a big headache. And sell the fact. It is a tendency for the price of a currency to reflect the impact of a particular action before it occurs. And when the anticipated event comes to pass, react in exactly the opposite direction. This can also be referred to as market being oversold or overbought. Here's maybe certain countries or certain economists, they create a rumor about the stability of a currency. That rumor can lead to the currency being oversold or overbought. And ultimately, when the rumor dies away, then the reverse action takes place. And this is being done, followed mostly by speculators. They deliberately do this. Economic numbers, yes. While economic numbers can certainly reflect economic policy, the number itself becomes important to market psychology and may have an immediate impact on short-term market moves. Numbers released by the government as far as economic matters are concerned, statistics, surveys released by the government, they add on to market movement. Then, of course, technical trading consideration. As in other markets, the accumulated price movements in a currency pair such as Euro and USD can form apparent patterns that traders may attempt to use. Euro and USD within themselves are very stable in their exchange rate movement, whereas these two currencies with other currencies may not be that stable. Therefore, sometimes the other currency may use this route also for the movement of their currency rates. A market-based exchange rate will change whenever the values of either of two component currencies change. Thank you.